When the prisoner exchange that would free Bo Bergdahl was first announced, people in his hometown of Haley, Idaho, were thrilled. The Idaho Mountain Express, the town's newspaper, put it this way. People erupted with joy and relief. The editorial with those words went on to describe how that tone quickly shifted as questions emerged from the deal behind the release and why Bergdahl had left his platoon in the first place. And now the town of Haley has officially canceled a celebration of Bergdahl's homecoming. Jeff Gunter is police chief of the Haley Police Department. Jeff Gunter, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
For many years, this community has had ribbons up and has been obviously anxious about Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's return. What has it been like to have this backlash to it and this controversy instead?
Well, Saturday, when the news broke, it was released, it was euphoric around here. Everybody was going around honking their horns and, you know, putting up, changing their signs to bring back Bo to Bo's back. Bo's been freed, and everybody's happy. Then all this other news later on come out, and, you know, nationally we've been getting bombarded with the emails.
Now, the organizers of the event that was to be titled Bo is Back, when they released the information that they were going to cancel the event, they cited public safety concerns. Can you talk about what those concerns were?
The media characterizes a hero's welcome event, and that wasn't the intent. It was a welcome back event for the Bergdahls and Bo. And, you know, yesterday about noon, the event organizers came into my office and said, this event is growing beyond what we can control. We need to cancel the event. And we had planned on approximately 4,500 people showing up, and we estimated those numbers could easily double, if not triple, and our venue wasn't big enough to hold that many people. And then there's other, you know, costs associated with that, with security and extra bathrooms, stuff like that. So it just grew to capacity of more we could handle. So we agreed with canceling the event.
What has this been like for you personally?
I've known the Bergdahls. They've been a part of my community, big part of my life, and, you know, it's been hard to deal with. I mean, we've been on this roller coaster, emotional roller coaster, since he went missing, and there's some news, no news, then maybe not so good news, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's a big high on Saturday when he's been released, and, you know, it's just kind of a downer with all the negativity nationwide without any due process taking place yet.
And at this point, what do you see as your role as a friend of the family and as police chief?
As police chief, my role is to maintain public safety no matter what may occur down the road. As a friend, I'm still a supporter of Bob and Jenny and Bo. You know, I'm there for them if they need me.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You bet.
Jeff Gunter is the police chief in Haley, Idaho, the hometown of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.